Arizona continues to be a national leader on pro-family and pro-taxpayer economic policies. In the past few years, state leaders have achieved several groundbreaking policy victories, including creating a flat tax on personal income and substantially reducing personal income tax rates while expanding universal education freedom for all families across the state. Effective in 2023, the state's flat income tax is now the lowest flat tax in America. This is after Arizona once had one of the most progressive tax structures and one of the highest top marginal rates in the nation. Also effective in the fall of 2023, Arizona's empowerment scholarship accounts were open to all K-12 students across the state. With massive victories like these, it's no surprise that the Grand Canyon State ranks third for economic outlook in our ALEC Rich States, Poor States report and fourth best in the ALEC Index of State Education Freedom. Arizona's low overall tax burden and business and worker-friendly economic policy environment have made it an attractive destination for businesses and individuals seeking greater economic freedom and economic opportunity. According to recently released Census Bureau data, Arizona gained over 36,000 Americans on net in 2023 from one of the other 49 states, continuing its streak as one of the fastest growing states in the nation. In addition to economic freedom, Arizona is one of the top states for education freedom. In 2022, Arizona adopted universal education savings accounts. These accounts allow parents to receive some of the public funds that would have been used to send their children to public school and use them for their choice of alternative education, such as online education or private school. Arizona and West Virginia kicked off the 2023 Education Freedom Revolution, where an all-time record 8 states adopted universal education freedom accounts. It comes as a surprise then to hear that Arizona is coming after attack for these policy successes. In an attempt to weaken limited government and free markets in Arizona, critics have wrongly blamed the state's budget deficit forecast on the tax cuts and school choice expansion. Governor Katie Hobbs is seeking to weaken education freedom with her proposals for this year's legislative session. Unfortunately for Governor Hobbs and her allies, the evidence suggests that these policies simply don't add up. A review of available information from the Arizona Empowerment Scholarship accounts show a strong year for the program. Brand new research from the Goldwater Institute finds these ESAs save Arizonans money compared to the costs of enrollment in public school. The average amount parents receive to spend on their child's education is less than the per pupil spending at Arizona public schools. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee points to more enrollment in the ESA program than was anticipated. In other words, critics are attacking this program, which is more popular than the state planned for and is doing a better job meeting the particular needs of students. These budget doomsayers are also going after Arizona's 2.5% flat tax, suggesting it too is contributing to the budget shortfall. The fact of the state remains a strong fiscal position despite the growth in state spending. Last year, Arizona posted a $1.8 billion surplus, and it still holds another $1.5 billion in its rainy day fund. Revenue growth is forecasted to be strong for the next 3 years, no doubt on the back of a strong state economy brought about by enhanced economic competitiveness and education freedom. And of course, Arizona's budget deficit pales into comparison to high-tax states like California, a state I should add that has no broad-based school choice and some of the highest tax rates in America. California lawmakers are grappling with the budget deficit in the tens of billions of dollars, far greater than the deficit Arizona faces. Those demanding a culprit for Arizona's budget deficit should take a closer look at spending growth, including public welfare programs, the biggest category of the state's spending. Baseline Medicaid spending, which has been found to consistently exceed anticipated costs in the states that have expanded Medicaid under Obamacare, is projected to increase dramatically in Arizona in fiscal year 2024. The free market critics blame Arizona's monumental free market policy achievements for the budget deficit. The evidence is clear that Arizona and states across the country do not have a shortage of tax revenue. They need to control spending growth. Thankfully, education freedom and tax relief for hardworking taxpayers will continue to be a huge boon for the Grand Canyon State. For more information, you can visit ALEC.org and richstatespoorstates.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.